And I know Big Fat is now holding his head as I am speaking about his competition when he asked us to find out how much money he saved last year in 2010 using coupons.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I know Big Fatty is now holding his...
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2014 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 13th of October 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we got some voice letters, and I'm going to do some reading. Big Fatty Hat M will love that. Hello, Hattie's Big Fatty. Big Hattie. Big Hattie. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Big Hatties today. Big Betty, let me tell them why. All right, Poodle, you can be in charge of telling everybody why they are Big Hatties today. Well, Big Betty, first of all, I need a little music. Today, the two, I say Tuesday, the 13th of October, y'all, it is, we have not one, but two, I say chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Well, let me do the first one, Poodle, and then you can do the one you wait. Yes, McFadden, you go ahead. Y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal today is, y'all, it's my eldest daughter. It's Fairy Princess Holly, up there in the, Minneapolis. Yes, Big Fatty, she's up there in the Minneapolis. And, y'all, she's been under the weather here over the weekend and all, I think. And so I hope she's feeling better for her celebration of exiting the birth canal. And yes, Big Fatty, in our second celebration, y'all, he is the crazy Mexican. He was the number one fan of the BFO in 2014. And he is on a choo-choo train. Oh, I didn't know he was on a choo-choo. Yes, Big Fatty, he posted all sorts of pictures on the choo-choo train with Mr. Zed. He's on a little holiday for his exiting celebration. Y'all, it is none other than the crazy Mexican Hat-M. Well, Hat-M. So that's why everybody's Hatties today. Yes, Big Betty. And it's not a celebration of exiting the birth canal without a hat. You can say that again. It's not an Big Fatty, I'm supposed to say. Oh, okay, never mind. So y'all, if you see Fairy Princess Holly or Hat-M on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all wish them a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, knowing the two of them, I guarantee that there will be a hell of a lot of cake.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. Big Thank you.
Well, the minds have predicted it. You have reached episode 2012. Congratulations on ending the world, Big Fatty. You've done it. All right. Thanks for 2012 shows. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the San Antonio lurker. Big Fatty, do we know who he is? I still don't know who it is, but San Antonio lurker, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and we're now to 2014, so I guess we're on borrowed time. Yes, Big Fatty, borrowed time. San Antonio. San Antonio, Big Fatty, you can't even say it. San Antonio Lurker, thank you so much. And please keep calling. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Timmy Sims. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and thank you for mentioning and send out warm hugs. And to Jim and Gavin for the loss of their pet baby, Cookie. Made me miss the Sioux this morning and hug hashtag Lexi just a little bit harder today. If only I could just put her in my pocket or take her with me everywhere I go. But thank you, and hugs to you and them. Okay, gotta go. Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Big Fatty. We love Timmy. It's true, we do. And Timmy, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, it's almost like he's been lurking. It's been so long since we heard from him. Well, you know, sometimes that's just the way it is. You know, life kind of sometimes gets in the way of the things that we want to do, and we start having to do the things we have to do. You know, that's one of life's lessons. At some point, you got to start doing the things you have to do, not just the things you want to do. And y'all, that's a life lesson that many people, especially the young'uns. Big Fatty, you sound like that old man yelling, "Get off my grass, out of my yard," or whatever they old people yell. I'll ask the Vons. Y'all, it's a hard lesson, but you know, life is a four-letter word, is all I gotta say. And but you know, we keep trudging along. Yes, Big Fatty. And but Timmy, you bring up a good point that you miss the Sioux, and you know, this is, I hope it's to the point where it's, when you miss the Sioux, it's because you got good memories, not because of loneliness, because I know hashtag Lexi is doing as good a job as possible of filling a part of your life, or being a new part of your life. And you didn't get Lexi to replace the Sioux, because that's just not possible. But it's a new step. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like the dancing or something like that. Well, not really like the dancing, but anyway. And I'm sure Gavin and Jim appreciate your comments. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Muller Man. Just want to say hi. I miss you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, they are coming out of the woodwork today. Big Fatty is like termites or something. They're just coming out of the woodwork. It's true. And y'all, that is the Muller Man. And Muller Man, it truly has been more than a month of Sunday since we've heard your voice. And I hope you're doing well also. And miss you too. And I'm delighted. Just delighted to know you're still a Big Fatty. He didn't say he was listening. He just said he missed you. There's two very different things. Well, I suppose you're right, but I'm going to guess that the Muller Man is still out there listening and all. But Muller Man, thank you so much. It just it put a little twinkle in my eye today to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. So an American businessman is entertaining some overseas business guests on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
The first guest, who is from Italy, tees off and hits a good shot 200 yards down the fairway.
Oh.
As the American businessman knows a small amount of Italian, he goes, "Buon tiro," which means good shot. The Italian businessman replies, "Grazie."
Grazie.
The second guest, who is from France, tees off and hits a fantastic shot that lands on the green 30 feet from the hole.
Oh.
As the American businessman knows a small amount of French, he says, "Terre fantastique," which means fantastic shot.
Oh.
The French businessman replies, "Merci."
Merci.
The third guest, who is from Japan, tees off, and amazingly, the ball goes straight in the hole, a hole in one.
Oh.
The American businessman doesn't know many Japanese words or phrases, but when he dated a Japanese girl during his overseas business trips, mm-hmm. she used to moan when he made love to her, and she would shout out, "Ura ana, ura ana,"
oh.
in which he repeats to his Japanese guest. The Japanese businessman replies, "What do you mean, wrong hole?" Have a good day.
Be ready. That was vodka. Jimmy Man, thank you so much for the call. Being ready, we love a good kerfuffle from Jimmy Meyer. It's true. Do. And a big variant, I bet that conscience, you know, he's taken the French lessons. I bet he understood all of that. He probably did. But Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. And it's always lovely, lovely to hear from you and to get a good kerfuffle from you. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie. Now y'all got a couple of things here on my list. Last week, I hadn't seen any new postings over there at Spot and Big Fatty. I don't know if Spot and Crazy has gone on a holiday or if nobody's sending things in, but y'all, one of the last ones that we got in was that Daniel Scott Angel out there in the San Francisco. He sent in a picture of the Lost in Space robot and with Big Fatty's head involved. And Daniel Scott Angel, I think I've got this right. He built a life-size replica of the Lost in Space robot, and he was going to send me a picture. Going to send me a picture of that, but I don't think I ever got it. Big Freddy, maybe he's not finished. Well, maybe he's not. I don't know. But anyway, that just made me think of that. And, you know, Tom up there in the Chicago's, he reminded me that I had a model of the Lost in Space robot here in the Fat Villa.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Big Freddy!
Danger,
Will
Robinson.
Big Freddy, where's your... Big Freddy, make it stop!
Danger,
Will
Robinson.
Big Freddy! All right, anyway, Tom, thank you for that reminder. I've got it here on my little shelf with all kinds of other beavers and bacon and things like that. Yes, Big Freddy, a lot of beaver on there. Thank you for that. Y'all, I got an e-letter. Princess Anna. And Princess Anna says, the oldest person on Earth reveals her secret to a long life, and that is eating bacon every day. Big Freddy, you're going to live forever. It's probably true. I am going to live forever. And I'm opening the Big Freddy, you're not prepared. I guess I'm not prepared. But anyway, I'm opening the link up right now. And I think it's going to be a video, but I'm not 100% sure. But we're just going to look here real quick. Yes, Big Freddy, quick is not what you're doing. But anyway, you can just pretend like it's quick. It's taking its ever loving time. Big Freddy. Oh no, maybe it's not going to be a video. It's from the E Online. I tell you what. Here it is right here. 116 years of eating bacon every single day. Guinness Book of World Records website notes Susanna Mushat Jones, Big Fat, did you say Mushat? Something like that. Is officially the world's oldest person According to the Guinness Book of World Records, and her secret to living a long, luscious life is bacon, of course. And getting plenty of sleep. Bacon and naps, sign us up yesterday. Big Fatty, that pretty much sounds like your retirement. Bacon and naps. Jones is a fan of the famed breakfast meat. She even opted for a bacon-themed cake for her latest celebration of exiting the birth canal. The side note here is, where do we get one of those? Big Fatty. The bacon-loving beauty also has a sign in her kitchen reading, "Bacon makes everything better." Big Fatty, you have one of those. It's true. So, Princess Holly, thank you so much. Big Fatty, when you said about the oldest living lady that eats bacon, I thought you was going to talk about the old gal. No, we're close. Dan, you know Dan, who used to be on the It's All About Med, a little show before it became the All About Meh show. Y'all, he sent me an e-letter with some coupons. His coupons he says, "Herbert Herder, your shopping for savings skills are just lacking. Look for the specials. I challenge you to save a minimum of 50% on the entire grocery receipt at least twice a month. Good luck." He's got a couple of what do you call these coupons? Receipts here. Y'all, he went to the Publix West, both of the Publix West, or the Piggly Wiggly and the Publix West. At the Publix West, he spent $52.09, but he saved $97. Big Fatty, how did he do that? I don't know. That's 65%. And then he went to the Piggly Wiggly West and spent $8.68. And saved $19.14 at 69% saving. Y'all, he bought, what did he get for those $8? He got ribeye steaks. He's got a savings card. We don't have those at the Vons East. Spent $52.09. Oh, Big Fatty, he's getting ready for winter. He's got about 10 cans of soup on there. It's true, he does. And then he bought some barbecue baby back ribs and some almond milk and some more, what does that say, pork? I tell you what, it's baby back ribs. Yes, Big Fatty, and some salmon. He got salmon fillets. Make it all up, he got a little bag of garden salad. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta have a little garden salad to go with your salmon fillets and your baby back ribs, and especially, you know, with the soup and salad. Oh, dear, I say, y'all, before the time gets away from me, y'all, on Monday, the number one fan of the BFO, that's Bill in St. Louis, y'all, he and his husband got hitched. They became more than betrothed. They tied the knot. They said their vows. They attached the ball and chain. Big Fatty, enough euphemisms. Okay, so congratulations to Bill. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, there's probably a voice you hadn't heard in a long time. Y'all, that's the old crazy Mexican Big Fatty. He is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Boy, it's true. And, Hattie M., I know you're on a little holiday, but when you're on it, what do you think about, huh?
And I know Big Fatty is now holding his...
Oh, Big Fatty, he is vulgar. No wonder he's a number one fan.
And on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.